Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Peter Damian, Cardinal, Bishop, and Doctor of the Church. St. Peter Damian was born around the year 1000 at Ravenna in Italy, and he studied at the University of Pavia and lived a very devout life as a layman with much prayer, fasting, and vigils. But he wasn't satisfied with this and wanted to give himself entirely to the Lord, and so he entered a Benedictine monastery of strict observance at Fonte Avellano. He was known widely for his great learning and his holiness, and he was the constant advisor to seven popes. Finally, he died a holy death, surrounded by his brother monks who were chanting the Psalms in the year 1072. And on reflecting upon the holy life and the knowledge of St. Peter Damian, Doctor of the Church, we see the difference between the motivation behind the saints and their learning and studying and that of a lot of other people in the world. That is, the saints studied not in order to make a great name for themselves, to be accounted as learned, but only in order to become perfect men, to become perfect in holiness, to arrive at perfect love of God, and to be of greater service to their neighbor. While on the contrary, a lot of people today who live without God obviously have their eyes and their hearts set on the things of this world, and yielding to the concupiscence of the eyes, avarice, greed, the concupiscence of the flesh, and the pride of life, this becomes their motivation for learning, for getting into the best college they possibly can, for getting the best jobs that they can, all to amass as much wealth and possessions as possible, to enjoy all that life has to offer, indulge in all worldly pleasures, and to make a great name for themselves, to become famous, and to become honored by men. You see the stark difference between having your eyes and heart focused on earthly things, as if this world were an end in and of itself, and having your mind and heart properly focused on the things of heaven, on God, on love, charity. And so let's make sure our hearts are turned to the things above and not to the things of earth, and pray for the intercession of St. Peter Damian. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.